Warning, social distancing is making Florida woman stir crazy, and that's on top of her usual crazy. Listener discretion is advised. Coming to you from the quarantined America's Wang, this is Florida Men, the podcast for Tuesday, April the 21st, 2020.
Each week we bring you stories from the shady side of the Sunshine State, starring America's most prolific criminal, Florida Man.
And coming up this week in episode 152,
Florida Man uses a robo-dialer to order some pizza.
Florida Woman does a dirty impression of the Easter Bunny.
Florida Woman gets violent when she can't feed her addictions.
And Florida man is a victim of prison food and his cellmate's IBS.
Plus, a Florida man food fight, fill in the blank, listener email and B-mail, and much, much more.
So we're a little behind on Joel's moving into his new place. He's actually recording from the he shed.
The he shed. Yeah. I got to come up with a better name for it, but yeah.
I kind of like he shed. It fits you.
Okay.
I'm just enjoying looking at you with a sheet of OSB and a moving blanket behind it, you as a backdrop with a bungee cord over it.
It's a ratchet strap.
Thank you. My bad. Yes. All right.
Yep. Hmm. You got to do what you got to do.
So what are you partaking of on the tonight's beverage? I got bad hair.
I have a from Three Daughters Brewing up in St. Pete, a beach blonde ale. That's
beach
what I was drinking.
Blonde ale.
Yeah. A couple weeks ago when we were on the, Florida or Sunshine State happy hour with the Florida beer blog and podcast.
Yeah.
That's what I was drinking then. I still had a couple of these left over.
All right. Well, I'm enjoying a nice, fresh Tito's and a little mixer. We're gonna keep it. I haven't been drinking all day, so this is. I got a new hat today. I can't wait to show you
a new hat.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
I got a new hat coming.
Unpacking all my shit, I found I have a hat problem. Apparently, the number of hats I own is only outnumbered by the number of koozies I own.
Well, the hats, as long as you've got them organized, you know, by but you have to have a special place in your closet.
Yes,
preferably a shelf. Well, actually, preferably two shelves. You need them organized by sports, by the divisions of sports. So you need an NBA, you need an NFL one, you need, you know, as far as a rack of each of those. College teams, miscellaneous, Jeeps, you know, those things. You got to have them as far as organized.
Yeah, I don't
I'm going to throw this one at you. Sometimes I'll color coordinate them because I want my hat to accessorize with what my t-shirt or my shirt that I'm wearing. So I'll keep all the black ones together, all the blue ones together, all the white ones, you know, and like that.
Gotcha. That's a good plan. I
kind of like shoes.
I've got four pairs of shoes. I got my tennis shoes. I got my dress shoes. I got my good flip flops and my regular flip flops.
Okay.
But, I usually organize them. I put the Jeep stuff, like, cause you know, I've got a million different Jeep related hats. And then on my Michigan State paraphernalia, I've got a lot of different hats for that. And then basically I've got two Detroit Tigers hats and a Detroit Lions hat. That's it. So I can't really say they're by sport.
Okay.
It's more by.
So I was doing rough math in my head and you've got six hats, Joel. So
Oh, no. I've got about 20 different Jeep related hats and about 10 different Michigan State hats.
Okay. So are you all moved in now in the new place?
Pretty much. I've got to move my workbench from storage into the garage once the garage has been cleared out of unpacking. And then all of my camping gear, and then that's it.
All right.
Other than that, yeah, pretty much everything's there. We have a new couch coming on Thursday.
What's her name?
Couch.
Mm.
Actually, its name is Austin. That was the model.
So you're getting a male couch.
I've known women named Austin. It's a city too, so.
Fair enough.
The living room has one recliner and a desk chair and a couple of folding chairs.
Are you sleeping there now?
Yeah. We got the beds delivered a week ago Wednesday.
Okay. So is it haunted? Any ghosts or?
No.
Strange occurrences that we need to know about or to let our friends over at Paradise After Dark do an episode on?
Nothing that I've found. I am, however, like half a mile away from the Seavers murder house.
Okay.
Oh, and we found out, the way we found out about this house, the house wasn't listed. Was it the Yellow Pages representative that is the rep for my wife's job?
They still have Yellow Pages?
They still do, for businesses mostly. Yeah. Well, yeah, I guess that would be the Yellow Pages, right? But yeah, they do online a lot too. But anyway, so she was the one that recommended this house to my wife, and because she was friends with the previous owners. And after we moved in, I met her, hi, and whatever. And then 2 days later, my wife gets a text. Hey, what's Joel's last name? Such and such. Why? Oh, my husband saw his Jeep. He knows him. 20 years ago, he worked with him at Kinko's.
Oh, great. Back to the Kinko's stories.
Yep. So, yeah. So, actually pretty good. I actually used to live two doors down from him, when I worked there, and we worked together, and, yep, we're neighbors again.
There we go. Well, you know,
I didn't know that. I didn't realize that that was his wife.
We are recording this. We're behind due to your moving and,
yes, it's completely my fault.
Yes, I just want, for the record, this was not my fault. I was prepared on both of the previous occasions in which you said you were willing to. Yeah, but good thing we didn't do it yesterday.
I was willing. You were, what,
yesterday?
You were in bad shape?
No, not bad. No, just we had visitors all day, and it was, we're doing the garage driveway / street social distance hour, which turned into 4 hours.
Yep.
But
that's going on a lot in the new neighborhood here. Actually, the people right across the street from us have a karaoke party in their garage.
Just
about every night.
So today we're behind. We're recording this on a Monday, and it's going to come out tomorrow in theory. So you know what today is, right?
420.
420 of 2020.
AKA Hitler's birthday.
Well, that wasn't the AKA I was going for. So okay. Did you burn some weed today? Did you get your bowl out?
I would say I have burned as much weed as I ever have today.
Mm, that bad, huh?
Well, zero is equal to zero. So.
Yeah, same here. We did on the quarantine, and then one more quick story, and we'll get into this week's stories. But yeah, we hit an all-time low for activities last night. The girls decided to do a spa thing, and
did you get waxed?
I didn't get waxed. I got masked.
Oh, that's fun. You get to pull all the gunk out of your pores see how disgusting of a person you are?
Yeah, but it didn't. I didn't look at all that because it was a black mask. But my face is all, I think I had a reaction.
You did blackface?
Yeah. Well, it was a black mask. Sure. But when they got it done, I looked like Batman. So it was all night.
Okay. That's acceptable.
I'm Batman. We did that. I got my nails done again. I didn't get a pedicure. They put a leg massager on the sofa so I could get my legs done.
That'd be nice.
They put these little sock thingies on it to moisturize your feet. That was kind of creepy. Mm-hmm. It's like a lotion sock.
That sounds equally disgusting and awesome
and intriguing at the same time. So follow along. Okay. Keep up with me as to the. It is a. I don't know what you call it, what kind of fabric or what it is. It's just like, it's like plastic almost, but it's got lotion in it, and it's you put it on and it like moisturizes your feet. And you know, you, I'm just saying, forget the tube socks. we might have a new,
no,
not for me. I'm just saying in case y'all looking for something, that might be something to check out. Pre-lubed.
Replace the fleshlight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Well, let's get into this week's stories.
Did you mention that while the girls were?
Oh, hell no. No, I just thought of it actually. I did not bring that up in the, around the children. No. All righty. Story number one. Oh, wait. Should we talk about the momentous occasion that happened this week as a first for the, co-host of Florida Men?
Yeah, go ahead.
The Ducks, dummy.
Oh, yes. I was going to play that voicemail later.
Well, that's a long voicemail. It's 9 minutes.
Yeah, I'm going to edit it.
So anyway, we had a patron, one of our subscribers, hit us with a, momentous, what's what I'm looking for?
Honorific.
Honor. And, has enjoyed the show, and we appreciate her kind words in her voicemail, which was 9 minutes, by the way.
It took three
Google Voice things for us to get to it. So she rescues, lives on a, I guess, a farm and of such, and rescues animals. And she was about to go pick up two ducks that were rescues on this past Friday. And she's naming the ducks after us. The ducks will be forever known as Phil and Joel. And I can't wait to see the picture of mine.
I just hope they're both male ducks.
Well, I didn't ask that. I don't know if she knew that. Well, see, yours will be Josephine and Jolephine, and mine will be Phyllis.
Or how about Joel?
Well, it's almost spelled the same way.
Well, it's got an extra L and an extra E on the end.
Okay. Well, I'm still going to be Phyllis.
That works.
I don't know. I like the other one better. What did I say? Josephine. Josephine and Phyllis. That sounds like two old ladies sitting out on the porch. I think that's fitting.
Pretty much.
A couple quacks. I think that works just fine.
Yeah. Thanks, Mia, for giving him that idea.
I think that's awesome.
But yeah, that is awesome that we're going to have ducks named after us now.
All right. Let's get into this week's story. Story number one comes to us from NBC News. Florida man accused of scamming New Jersey pizzerias with fake orders for the police. All right. A Florida man called more than a dozen New Jersey restaurants and placed large orders he said were for the local police department, but he never paid for or picked up the food, authorities said.
That's a dick move.
That is a dick move.
Because you know they weren't like Domino's or Little Caesars, what they did this to. He did to it like a mom and pop shop.
Yeah, the scheme cost the businesses several thousand dollars. The South Brunswick Township Police Department said in a press release. Oh, Lord. Sudeep Katani?
Perfect.
Really?
Yeah, that's the way I would have said it.
All right. Sudeep Katani, age 34. So this dude was in Florida and he called places in New Jersey?
Yep.
He called pizzerias and restaurants in New Jersey counties. And each time he indicated he would pick up the order or it was intended for local police, the press release states. In several of the follow-up calls, the pizzerias made to the phone number that placed the order, Katani would make statements about Italians and wish they would be affected with the coronavirus, police said.
What a fucking asshole.
That's who you want to piss off.
New Jersey. Yeah.
New Jersey.
That run a restaurant, pizzeria. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know anybody that can find you.
No. According to authorities, Katani used a voice.
And I'm sure we're stereotyping just as much.
We are, but it's true. Katani used a voice override service to mask his real phone numbers, but detectives were able to find his true identity. So apparently it wasn't that good. Police believe he is currently in the Orlando, Florida area where he is on probation for selling fake Disney World tickets.
Wow.
New Jersey authorities are working with the Florida police to find Katani.
He's
not crawling around on top of a white Jaguar.
No. So
is that her name really? Was that her name?
Tawny Katan.
Katan, not Katani Katan. Sorry.
No. Right.
I was close.
I knew what you were talking about though. But let this serve as a warning, not the pizza place thing, but to those of you who are outside of the state of Florida and you come down here on vacation, you see that sign on the side of the road for discount Disney tickets. They're bullshit. They're fake. Don't buy them. You have to pay full price just like the rest of us do.
Are you sure they're all fake?
Pretty much.
All right. So you just told every one of our listener bases to avoid a particular business and your confidence in this is pretty much.
Yeah.
That's what you're going with.
Even Disney will tell you don't buy discounted tickets because what they'll do is they'll buy like a annual pass or a 5-day pass and they'll use one of the days and then you can sell them back to these people, but Disney doesn't have a right to, or Disney reserves a right to refuse to honor the tickets because you weren't the original purchaser of the tickets.
Oh, I see. So it's a scam.
Yeah, total scam. And that's why he's on probation.
Oh, I see. Well, that was it. We've established this was a dick move instead
Absolutely.
Of a, instead of a, yeah, this was stupid.
Story number two, Florida woman put 400 Easter eggs filled with porn in people's mailboxes.
I saw this one.
This this was sent in to us by Allison, and it's from clickorlando.com. Multiple Flagler County residents recently found little plastic Easter eggs placed inside their mailboxes. But instead of being filled with treats, the eggs were hiding pornographic images and fish-shaped crackers. How are those not treats as well? Those are just treats for dad.
So she put what do we call it? The fish?
Goldfish.
Goldfish crackers in porn.
That's a perfect Easter egg for dad.
I didn't get none. I don't live in Flagler County. But.
No. Authorities say a 42-year-old Florida woman is responsible. Jail records show Abril Sestoni, age 42, was arrested early Thursday after deputies received tips that a woman was going around a neighborhood placing the pornographic eggs in mailboxes. Deputies said that based on the tips they received and home surveillance video, they were able to conduct a traffic stop on Sestoni, who later admitted to making the porn on a computer system.
Oh, was it pictures of her?
That was not clear.
Or she just got a bunch of, she just screenshotted a bunch of porn and just printed them out and cut them up into little pieces and put them in the Easter eggs?
You know, this is another example of poor reporting. I want to know how you can make porn on a computer program, and what is the name of that program, and where can you purchase it from?
Does it take, is it regular porn? They take it and impose your face on it?
I don't know. Deputy said they determined Sestoni worked at a Publix grocery store nearby and would, quote, deliver the eggs after her shift ended. Jail records show Abril Sestoni, 42, was arrested. Oh, what the fuck? All right. Sestoni told deputies she put messages inside the eggs because she wanted to educate people on the need for churches and pastors to give money to less fortunate. Look at all these poor women that don't have any clothes on. You need to donate.
Honey, hell. All right, I'm trying to draw, and there, again, I'm pretty good at some drawing,
conclusions.
Not conclusion. As far as parallel, trying to fit. As far as where their mind is going on some of this weird shit, That makes absolutely no sense.
Oh, it makes perfect sense.
She wanted to educate people on the need for churches and pastors, so she gave out porn.
Yeah, well,
to make Jesus, people feel guilty.
The symbol for Christians is the fish. She wanted the fish, the goldfish that's in there. She wanted the fish, aka the Christian churches, to give gold to the poor women who don't have clothes.
I think that's a stretch. I think it's
perfectly logical.
I think that's
as logical as what was going on in her mind.
I think that's a delicious snack while looking at some porn. That's what I think.
That too. Abril stated she was, quote, a church, unquote, and had a business license.
Oh, she is a church.
She's a church, so you need to give your gold to her. Abril said she was conducting research on local clergy and people deserve to know the truth, the arrest report read. Quote, she certainly has a bizarre, almost zealous opinion of churches and what they should believe in and how they should teach the teachings of the Bible, unquote, said Sheriff Rick Staley. Body camera video shows she said she is not a fanatic. According to records, Sestoni delivered 400 of the pornography-filled eggs in total since Monday. Quote, our team did a great job in tracking this deranged offender down and taking her into custody, Staley said. Thankfully, she did not appear to be sick with COVID-19 symptoms, but she certainly needs some help. This again proves that the see something, say something philosophy works, and we thank the community for being part of our guardianship. In each of these cases, residents noticed that the flag on their mailbox was in the up position, and when they checked to see why, they found the egg, which contained a fish-shaped cracker, a sheet of toilet paper, a powdered drink mix, and a crumbled up pornographic image. A
powdered drink mix?
Yeah.
Oh, there's more in the egg now as we get farther in the story. So
there's,
we have
Kool-Aid,
a goldfish, one sheet of toilet paper.
Yep.
Some kind of drink mix.
Kool-Aid pack. I was assuming it's Kool-Aid or Gatorade or something like that. Yeah.
And a crumpled up.
Oh, the porn was crumpled up. So you have to, you have to throw away your porn, drink the Kool-Aid. And you need the toilet paper to wipe up when you're done looking at the porn. I get
that's just blue drag. One sheet.
Well, I don't know. Some people may need more. Quote, in my career, it's a pretty bizarre case, Staley said. Sestoni is being charged with violating the statewide stay-at-home order issued by Governor Ron DeSantis and at least 11 counts of distributing obscene material.
How's there 11 counts? She put 400 in there.
Well, apparently only 11 people wanted
press
to
charges.
Yeah. She is being held on a $7,000 bond, according to the Flagler County Jail.
Now, I want to go back. I want to go back to one part in this, in the statement, and you actually glanced over it.
Okay.
This is from the sheriff, right? Staley? Yeah, Sheriff Rick Staley.
Yes.
Works. And we thank the community for being part of our guardianship policing philosophy.
Yes. See something, say something.
See something, say something.
Yeah.
I've never heard of that. Is this?
You obviously do not listen to our friends on the Paradise After Dark podcast.
Oh, here we because go.
That's
here
what they, go. That's one of their big tenets.
You know,
see that, something say that. I don't agree with it personally. I say somebody's doing some weird shit. Let them go. Let them do it. They'll figure out some way to fuck up.
You just threw me under the bus with our friends.
Yeah. Well, you threw yourself under the bus. They're going
to
know.
No, that was a legitimate statement. And you had to bring into something that I should have been doing to make it to embarrass me in front of my friend, our friends.
Our friends would have known because I know they listen to this show. They would have known that when you said that you'd never heard of See Something, Say Something, that means you don't listen to their show. I'm just pointing it out to all of our other listeners.
Oh, I see.
Uh huh. Mm hmm. But yes, that's the.
I want to see a picture of the damn of the porn. What was it? Was it just random porn or just what was it?
No way of knowing. I would love, and
what's the point of the toilet paper? 400 sheets of toilet paper.
It's dirty, filthy. You need it to touch the porn because you shouldn't be touching that shit with your hands.
Okay. No. All right. All right, story number three, or Trace, for our Spanish-speaking friends, comes to us from clickorlando.com. Florida woman having Nick fit tries to hit cars with pipe because no one would give her cigarettes. A woman said she swung a metal pipe at passing cars because she was having a nicotine fit, and she was upset that none of the drivers would stop to give her cigarettes, according to the Lake County Sheriff's Office. Now, where's Lake County?
Well, if a crazy woman swinging a pipe at your car, you're not going to stop and find out what she wants.
Where's Lake County?
I don't know that one. I think that's in the northern part. I'll look it up for you while you're looking, while you're reading.
Lake County, Florida is central portion. Oh, no, it's right. It's Orlando. East of Orlando. Sorry, west of Orlando.
Really?
Apparently
we've driven through it before.
Yeah, many times. All right.
Oh, that's weird. So it's on the eastern side. No. Okay, so it's like northeast of Orlando. Mm-mm. Or northwest.
That's west, bro.
But it's north, too.
Yeah.
Like up. Yeah. Up into the Ocala National Forest.
Oh, where was okay. I? All right. Deputies said they were called to the area of County Road 452 and South M&L. That can't be right. EM/EN/EL. Man from Washington State, this is not my fault.
No, it is, M&L? Is literally
M&L?
M&L, like the three letters, M&L.
Grove Road around 10:30 a.m. Easter Sunday and found Amy Hunt swinging a 3-foot-long metal pole at vehicles as they drove by, forcing the drivers to swerve. When deputies asked about her behavior, they said she told them she was having a nicotine fit and that she was angry that the passing motorists wouldn't give her cigarettes.
Yeah, I can't say I don't agree with the drivers.
You don't agree with the drivers?
No, I can't say that I don't agree with the drivers.
Oh, okay.
I agree with the drivers. Yeah, that somebody swinging a pipe at my car, I ain't stopping to find out what she wants.
No. Hunt, age 36, was told to stay out of the road and stop swinging the metal pole. But a short time later, she was caught doing it again, forcing three drivers to swerve in order to avoid her and the pole. Record check.
Why is she in the road? She should be at the
7-Eleven
or the 7-Eleven or someplace where they sell cigarettes. Yeah.
Deputy said Hunt resisted and tried to get free and run away while they were attempting to handcuff her.
Sounds like she's needing more than nicotine.
I know. She was arrested on charges of disorderly conduct and resisting a law enforcement officer without violence. Damn.
That is a prototypical Florida woman story.
That swinging
I can't
a
get
metal
my cigarettes, so metal I'm going to hit these cars with a pipe.
Did she ask them for cigarettes first? And then if they said no, then she swung at the cars? Or she just started swinging at cars?
Look, it sounds like she was just in the middle of the street swinging at cars as they're driving by.
Huh. And then gripe because nobody would give her cigarettes? Well,
nobody's going to give you shit except the finger.
Or a bumper.
Yep.
Boom, 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 boom. That was the...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm familiar with that noise, unfortunately.
All right. Now it's time for the Florida Man Food Fight.
This week, the Florida Man Food Fight comes to us from Phil's favorite news outlet, the Smoking Gun.
Third favorite. Oh, news third outlet. Favorite. Yeah, I go, second favorite news outlet.
All right. Florida woman assaulted Florida man with SpaghettiOs.
That's messed up.
Florida woman is facing a felony domestic battery charge after allegedly clobbering a man with a can of SpaghettiOs, a blow that left the victim with a large laceration on his head, cops say.
Damn.
Now, being assaulted with a can of SpaghettiOs is much different than being assaulted with SpaghettiOs.
I think the can would leave more of a mark.
Yes.
Although the SpaghettiOs would be messier.
Yes. Unless the SpaghettiOs are heated up to boiling, then that could be worse than the can.
True. Or the can, when it hits you and it created enough blood, that would be messier than the SpaghettiOs at work. Because if you got a geyser in your head, you know, squirting out blood, that'd be messy.
Yes, definitely. According to an arrest affidavit, the victim told police that after arriving home from the hospital Saturday afternoon, he got into a verbal argument with Shade Miranda. The victim and Miranda, age 30, were sharing a room at a Travel Inn motel in Fort Pierce.
Shouldn't it be the other way around, Miranda Shade?
You never know.
It's like Ricky Bobby. I mean, she has two first names.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, Carmen Miranda. Miranda was the last name there.
Oh, okay. All right.
But he got home from the hospital, but home is the Travel Inn motel.
Oh, okay. In Fort Pierce.
The affidavit released by police has the victim's name redacted, as well as details of what prompted the couple's fight. The man told cops he sought to de-escalate the situation by gathering some of his belongings and stepping outside of the room. Good move, dude.
Take your shit with you.
Yep.
Take your shit with you.
And leave.
I'm curious what his belongings were. Are we talking clothes here? Crack pipe?
Well, apparently he forgot the can of SpaghettiOs because he ended up sitting in the lawn chair outside, and Miranda, cops allege, began striking the victim while he was still inside the room. As the man lounged outside, Miranda allegedly struck him in the head with a, quote, 15.6-ounce metal can of SpaghettiOs that was in a plastic bag.
Oh,
so she had a one-pound can of SpaghettiOs that she swung around and knocked him in the melon with. While speaking with the victim, an officer observed a large laceration on the top of his head consistent with being struck with a can.
Good investigating there.
Yeah.
That's going to hurt.
I bet that
That's a big can.
Yeah, that's like a whole pound, just about.
Yeah.
Well, maybe when you include the weight of the can in there, too, that would be...
Damn, that's a lot of SpaghettiOs. Why would you need that much SpaghettiOs for two people? Is that the really big, big can, or is that like the medium can?
It's like the medium can. It's like the medium can. It's not the family size, I don't think.
Okay. All right. Well, that'd be done for... That's right, for two people then. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
During police questioning, Miranda claimed that the man had struck her on the arm, but a deputy reported no signs of injuries, cuts, or bruises consistent with her side of the story. Miranda was arrested for aggravated battery, a felony, for, quote, striking the victim on the head with the can of SpaghettiOs, unquote.
That could Miranda be attempted murder.
Depending on how hard she can swing it, yeah. Miranda was released on bond from the St. Lucie County Jail late Sunday evening. The arrest affidavit does not indicate whether the SpaghettiOs were booked into evidence.
Thank you for that last bit of critical reporting there.
Yes. Now, the only thing they missed, was it regular, was it with meatballs, or was it with Franks?
Pizza and Franks.
What's your go-to? SpaghettiOs with meatballs or without?
I haven't had SpaghettiOs, and I can't tell you how long.
I can deal with without. My go-to is the meatballs. I can deal without meatballs. But put those little hot dogs in there. Fuck it. I'm done. No.
You won't eat the hot dogs?
Do not eat the hot dogs.
You won't eat the weenie?
Nope.
Oh, you weenie hater.
All right. Are you ready to fill in the blank?
I got it this week. I'm on it.
All right. Well, I'm throwing a curveball at you here because this is a double blank.
This is a double. Sorry. There's got to be a better reward or something.
I'll give you extra guesses this time.
All right.
Fill in the blank. Due to the pandemic, Florida Highway Patrol reports fewer blanks, but more citations for blank.
All right, I'm going with fewer speeders, but more citations for speeding.
All right, you got the second one correct.
All right.
So, yes, there are more citations for speeding.
Actually, I just said the same thing twice, didn't I? All right, that was deliberate.
That was strategic.
That was strategic. That was strategic.
All right, so what are they reporting fewer of?
Fewer DUIs.
Incorrect.
That was a bad guess. But more citations for fewer. But more citations for speeding. Fewer hit and runs?
I won't mark you off for that one, but I won't accept it because you're close. You're very close. Be more general.
Fender benders.
Fewer accidents.
Accidents.
There we go. Correct.
And I did it in three.
You did. So from the Orlando Sentinel, amid the coronavirus crisis, Florida Highway Patrol has a special message for drivers. Please stop speeding, said FHP's Lieutenant Kim Montez. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's because there's less congestion on the road or something, but we're writing more speeding tickets than we were before.
Yeah, because there's nobody out there. You can go. I mean, there's no traffic.
Yep. With emptier roads, FHP troopers are seeing more drivers excessively speeding over the limit, with many violators topping out behind 100 miles an hour on Orange County highways such as Interstate 4, Florida's Turnpike, U.S. Highway 441, and the Beach Line, State Road 528, Montez said. The East-West Express Race, the East-West Expressway, State Road 408, has attracted a huge number of violators, including one 37-year-old man who on April 5th was pulled over and ticketed for traveling 100 miles per hour in a 55-mile-per-hour zone, FHP data shows. As a result, troopers will be setting up speed enforcement detail Wednesday on the Orlando Expressway. But the problem extends throughout Orange County, which has had an explosion of drivers moving fast and furiously down its highways, collecting 130 speeding citations in the first 6 days of April, FHP data shows. To put that in perspective, there were only 157 speeding citations for the whole month of April in 2019.
Damn.
During the month of March, the amount of speeding citations written doubled in Brevard County and nearly tripled in Osceola County, including one driver who was caught moving at 112 miles per hour in a 65 mile per hour zone on I-4. The citation resulted in a $356 fine. I'm surprised they didn't send him to jail for reckless driving.
112.
What kind of car even goes 112?
Well,
Jeeps,
Jeeps don't. We don't have to worry about that.
No.
You get over about 85 and it starts vibrating.
While April speeding has trended up, overall citations, including speeding, were down in March compared to March of 2019 due to the lack of drivers. But proportionally, the number of drivers operating their vehicles at dangerous speeds has largely increased, Montez said. It's been wild out here, Montez said. People aren't just doing five over. We're catching people doing 25 to 30 miles per hour over. And FHP has documented even more egregious violations, such as a 2018 four-door Honda caught going 104 miles per hour in a 55 mile per hour zone on April 1st. There was one woman who went flying by me after I had just written up another speeding ticket. My blue lights were still on and she goes flying past me, Montez said. The woman was driving 70 in a 55 zone until Montez pulled her over. After coming to a stop, the woman informed Montez she was out to purchase hair supplies.
Essential.
Yeah, I told her she could be arrested for violating the stay-in order, Montez said. You can't be out for hair supplies. She told me she didn't think we would pull her over. Montez didn't arrest her, but she did write the driver a speeding ticket and sent her home. While speeding alone isn't egregious enough to constitute an arrest, other offenses combined with speeding could result in the driver being taken to jail, such as reckless driving. While the agency is seeing less crashes overall, single vehicle crashes are still happening as a result of speeding. People are going too fast and they're losing control of their vehicles, Montez said. The Orange County Sheriff's Office hasn't seen the same increase. Rather, that agency reports infractions are down for March as compared to March last year. Although OCSO could still be seeing a greater proportion of speeders than before, said spokesperson Michelle Guido. I'm told that the top speed our deputies have seen recently was 126 miles per hour in a 70 mile per hour zone, Guido said. That is a $1,104 citation.
Damn.
Holy shit. All right.
126.
When I was 16, my mom had a 78 Camaro. That sucker would haul ass. I got to drive it occasionally. And one day I was on a back road, long straight stretch of back road. You could see literally for miles. No cars coming from behind me or in front of me. So I wanted to see how fast that sucker would go. The car had much more to give before I gave up, because 100 miles an hour is fucking scary when you're 16.
Yeah.
I can't imagine 126.
Damn, $1,100 ticket.
Yeah.
That's a fast car.
Yeah.
That's a fast car. All right, moving on. Story number five comes to us from tcpalm.com. Florida woman denied vodka, uses vacuum as a weapon.
That sucks.
I think the interns should take note of this one.
I included this one as a warning to you, Phil. Never let the...
I just got flipped off.
You never let it run out, Phil.
I know. A woman accused of hitting her boyfriend with part of a vacuum in a drinking dispute got locked up. An arrest affidavit states... The case of the 32-year-old lady alleged to have employed part of a vacuum as a weapon during an, the hell is that word? Imbibing imbroglio. The hell is that?
It is a drinking fight.
Why'd I just say drinking fight?
Because imbibing imbroglio has alliteration and it sounds cool.
Well, I'm not saying that word again. I'm going to say drinking fight. Happened on March the 20th in Fort Pierce. About 1:30 in the morning, St. Lucie County Sheriff deputies went to an address in the 13,200 block of Orange Avenue.
Did you ever hear the band Orange Avenue?
No.
They're pretty good.
I play with I have a guitar, an Orange amp, but I don't know. Does that count?
Cool. Actually, just an aside, have you been to a birthday party in Daytona at Main Street, I think 2 years ago?
Who are you asking?
You.
Dumbass have been to every one of them.
Okay, that's what I thought. Well, except then you've heard Orange Avenue, because they were the band that was there 2 years ago.
We did go to that one. We didn't go last year. We did not go last year. It's the only one I missed, because we passed out.
And this year's you're going to miss, too. Because it's not fucking happening.
I know. A man said his girlfriend was drunk and hit him with a piece of a vacuum because he wouldn't let her keep drinking. He said the woman took his keys and drove off in his very nice 2001 Pontiac.
What's the model? Was it an Aztec? I bet it was an Aztec.
That was an abomination of who?
Tell that to Walter White.
Who in the hell carved that out of a block of clay and goes, that'll sell millions. Anyway, those were the ugliest damn vehicles.
Well, and the worst where Pontiac is today, right?
Well, there, yeah. So the worst thing was that you remember back in the old, did you ever watch Survivor? And I think on the second episode, there was Tina and what was that dude's name? The dude won.
I know who you're talking about. The naked guy?
No, that was the first one. The first one was the naked guy. This was the second one. When they did him in Australia, they gave him, he like won a challenge and won an Aztec. He's like, oh, thanks. that's nice. I got to pay taxes on this bullshit.
There's a story about, there was a automotive industry award ceremony or something. And somebody goes up to the microphone and says, would the driver of a whatever year it was, 2001 Pontiac Aztec, please report to the valet station? There's nothing wrong. They just want to know what the fuck it is.
Just in case you were curious, vacuum cleaners are a common tool used in house cleaning. Did you know that, Joel?
I did. I don't know that my wife knows it.
Ooh.
We'll see if she's listening.
That's going to burn.
Maybe she'll hit me with a vacuum cleaner part.
Electric vacuum cleaners have been around for more than a century and involve... listen to this, Joel. Modern engineering at its best. And involve a motor. Do you know there's a motor inside of a vacuum?
I did.
Creating a suction that draws dirt, dust, and debris from rugs, carpets, and floors and deposits in a bag or container.
Interesting.
I wish there was a way we could do like that mind-blown emoji thing or whatever it is. Who knew? There's a motor inside a vacuum cleaner? I thought it used magnets. I just thought it had magnets in there that had magnets that dirt was attracted to.
Well, there is some.
Oh, even better. An early pioneer of vacuums is the late William Hoover, who in 1908 bought James Murray Spangler's patent for an electric suction sweeper, which became known as the Hoover vacuum cleaner, according to Ohio History Central.
You can still buy those today.
But just in case you're confused, a vacuum is not to be confused with a broom, which is used to sweep, or in the case of witches, serves as a mode of transportation.
Now that my wife does know.
They definitely had a word count that he had to hit on this particular story.
Yes. I'm pretty sure this is the same.
Oh my God, that is hilarious.
The same reporter.
Oh.
That we've dealt with before.
My mind is absolutely blown.
Is my editor reading these? Signs point to no.
Woo. Meanwhile, the man spotted his Pontiac approaching the driveway. The vehicle sped away, but ultimately stopped. Deputies took the woman into custody. The woman said the argument occurred because she wanted some vodka, which is an alcoholic beverage made by distilling wheat, rye, or potatoes.
Did you know that you could make vodka out of wheat, rye, or potatoes?
Yes, I did. Corn, too.
That would make more of a whiskey, wouldn't it?
Wait. Yeah, I guess you're right. Potato vodka.
Mm-hmm. That's like the old-style Russian stuff.
Old-style Russian, yeah.
What kind of vodka do you have today, Phil?
We'll look it up. Well, what is Tito's is a grain alcohol, but I don't know what kind of grain. I thought it was corn. Am I wrong? No, go. I need to
look it up, intern. That's your job.
Look it up. They're the bottles right there. What is vodka? Oh, shit. I know what vodka is. Oh, gosh. What is Tito's distilled from?
What is Tito's to steal from? I didn't say to steal. I said distilled.
Oh, and it's still recording. Things you didn't know. Corn. See? Corn?
Okay.
Did you say corn or horn? It's corn, right? I was right. See? Corn. Ha! Ha!
I've learned something.
See? It says corn.
Gotcha.
That's the UPC code, baby. It's backwards. To your right. Your other right. There you go.
Up left, a little bit.
Back out, a little bit. Back up.
I see the main refund.
Corn.
100% corn.
See, I told you.
Yep.
She denied taking his vehicle or hitting him with the vacuum, but said she did punch him in the eye. Investigators found a part of a vacuum in the road, though.
I bet it was one of those tubes, you know, that you used to extend the hose.
I think it was the dust collector thing. And she had it on that dust collector, the thing you used to, the brushes on the end of it. She had that on the end of the hose and she, wah, wah, pow, like a whip. Wah, wah, pow.
Okay.
That's what I think.
I think you can, if you had two of those pipes stuck together, that would be long enough. You could get some good speed going at the end of it and whack them good one.
Would it go, wah, wah, pow?
It might. She uses both hands.
I know. She was jailed on charges of battery and grand theft. They got her for grand theft on the 2001 Pontiac.
If that was an Aztec, that is freaking hilarious. I think at this point, a 2001 vehicle would be considered petty theft. <Is it? laughs> Especially if it's a Pontiac.
It's a Pontiac. Yeah. All right. Moving on.
All right. Our final story.
My mind is blown. I have learned how vacuum cleaners. We should go with, like, change our, instead of true crime, we should be under educational now.
We can actually put ourselves under three different categories.
Comedy.
Comedy is the second one. We're under true crime and comedy, and I've just left the third one blank. But I think, education is where we need to be.
We've taught our viewers how a vacuum cleaner works.
Yep.
Who invented the vacuum cleaner?
Yeah.
Who bought the patent? And we learned what vodka's made from.
And you had to interject that. Yeah.
I told you it was corn.
All right. Our final story tonight. Jailed Florida man accused of beating his cellmate who asked for a courtesy flush.
You ever done that in a stall next to in a public bathroom and ask somebody for a, hey, dude, can you give
me a courtesy flush? I just cover my face with my shirt. Jesus Christ. Again, this story comes to us from clickorlando.com. An argument over passing gas and a request for a courtesy flush after using a jail toilet led to a Florida man beating his cellmate, according to the Monroe County Sheriff's Office. You gotta think that jail food is not going to end up very well.
Well, they don't. It's just a single cell, and they just have a toilet sitting there. They don't have a door or nothing, so it's open.
Right, but what I'm saying is the food does not process very well in your belly.
And it's I'm not going to comment on jail food because I don't know.
I've heard things, but I've not heard good things. Deputies said Guilford Joseph Abshire, age 53, was sharing a cell with a 65-year-old man on April 6th when the man got upset with him for passing gas. A few minutes later, around 7:30 a.m., Abshire used their shared toilet, and afterward, the victim asked Abshire to provide a courtesy flush to help with the overwhelming odor, according to the report. At that point, deputies said Abshire started kicking the victim, who was on the bottom bunk. The man got up, but then Abshire grabbed him by the throat and threw him across the cell before deputies came in and detained him, records show. The victim, who was in jail for violating his DUI and drug possession-related probation, suffered 3 broken ribs and a broken nose, according to the report.
Damn.
Well, at least he's not going to be able to smell through it for a while.
I know.
Abshire is facing battery-related charges in connection with this incident.
All right, so let me get the name straight here. So the guy who actually ripped it and didn't do it, he's the one that got mad. And which one was the older one?
So the older one is the guy that said, hey, can you give me a courtesy flush? The younger guy, the 53-year-old guy, is the guy that was farting and stinking up the place and then beat the old man.
Okay.
Just for bothering to ask. But yeah, this is like first thing in the morning. Morning constitutional.
I know, right? So
asshole's got to say, hey, man, flush the toilet.
All right, where's the charge for battery on a 65-year-old then?
It does not say. Well, it's saying he's facing battery related charges, so it doesn't go into specifics of what the exact charge is. So I would think eventually the DA gets a hold of this and they say, oh, yeah, yeah, victim 65. The 65-year-old man in jail for DUI.
All he wanted was a courtesy flush.
All he wanted was a courtesy flush, and he got a broken nose and three broken ribs.
I know. That's messed up.
Florida? But that's America's wing.
They prefer the Sunshine State.
Well, that's the show for this week, folks. Please subscribe to Florida Men wherever you hear us right now, or at floridamenpodcast.com/subscribe.
And please rate us 5 stars or leave a review on Podchaser or Apple Podcasts, because apparently I found out you can't leave a review on Spotify. We'll read your review on the show, and it helps us get found by new listeners.
We are at Florida Men Pod on all the social media thingies. Our email is floridamenpodcast@gmail.com, and our voicemail is 567-432-9674.
If you want to support the show, you can send us something from our Amazon wish list, or you can drop something in our online tip jar at paypal.me/floridamen. Or to get early access and extended ad-free episodes and other cool stuff, you can subscribe at patreon.com/floridamen. Links to all three of those are in the show notes and on our website.
And we'd like to thank our Patreon subscribers personally. They are at the Jacksonville tier. We have Cassandra and Wally.
At the Tampa tier, Colin, David, Jason, Kat, Michael D, Michael M, One Foot in the Grave Podcast, Patrick, Randy, Roxanne, and Julia, who just moved up a tier from, or to Tampa from Jacksonville.
And at the Tallahassee tier, we have Allison, Koneth, Erica, Heather, woohoo, JP, June, Kurt, Matt, Matthew from Washington State, my man, Nicole, Paradise After Dark Podcast, Sarah, Tia, Tony and Stephanie, who just moved up a tier from Tallahassee from Tampa.
And at the Daytona tier, we have Jessica, Katie, Kim, and Mia, who's naming ducks after us.
At the Orlando tier, we have Steve and Danielle. At the Miami tier, we got the Space Coasties, our buddies, and Travis, and our newest Patreon, Wicked Spades. Thank y'all very, very, very much.
Yeah, thank you, Wicked Spades. And this week, our Patreon bonus story is about what secret bait Florida man used to catch a 33-inch snook. And you can only hear it if you are one of our Patreon subscribers.
This program is provided for information use only. No warranty or professional relationship is implied, and no refunds will be granted.
Views expressed on this program are solely the opinions of Shadyside Media, LLC, and are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, and do not imply an endorsement by our sponsors, spouses, families, employers, each other, or the Florida Board of Tourism.
Any rebroadcast, reproduction, or retransmission without the express written consent of Major League Baseball is prohibited. All suspects should be considered innocent until proven guilty in a court of law.
This podcast was recorded at Southern Audio Production Studios in Fort Myers, Florida, and Sheltered in Sweltering Place Studio in Bonita Springs, Florida, and mixed in a porn-filled Easter egg.
And as always, we'll finish up tonight with the Ballad of the Florida Man. And Tracy, you can kiss my quarantined ass.
Florida man, Florida man. Might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida man. He's got his feet in the sand while he works on his tan. He's got an annual pass to Disneyland. He drinks his beer from a can, he lives in his van. It's a mobile tiny house inside. He's Florida man, Florida man. Might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida man, Florida man. He's a dumbass, but we love him, he's a Florida man.
The preceding podcast is copyright 2020, Shadyside Media, LLC, all rights reserved.